with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Ukraine's president says the latest Russian airstrikes show the need for strong security guarantees. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As Russia continues to carry out missile and drone strikes against Ukraine, President Zelensky said the attacks only confirm the need for pressure on Moscow. He wants new sanctions and tariffs until diplomacy works to its full potential. As President Trump tries to arrange a face-to-face meeting between the Russian and Ukrainian presidents, NATO defense chiefs are discussing possible future security guarantees they hope could lead to a peace agreement. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israel plans to activate reservists to serve in Gaza, correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
An Israeli military official says the country's top generals have approved plans to call up some 50,000 reservists to begin a new phase of operations in Gaza's densely populated areas. According to the official, they will be active in parts of Gaza City where troops have not yet operated and where Hamas is still present. It's unclear when the new operations will begin, but the official says the reservists will be called up in the coming weeks, doubling the number of active reservists to 120,000. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the objective of the Gaza expansion is to secure the release of the remaining hostages and to ensure that Hamas cannot threaten Israel again. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A dangerous heat wave has descended on much of California and the U.S. Southwest, with triple-digit temperatures expected along with a higher risk of wildfires. Officials opened cooling centers this week in Los Angeles and warned residents to avoid strenuous outdoor activities. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 16 points. This is SRN News. Young people don't have much to do with church.
The latest poll from the American Bible Society finds that Generation Z, teens and 20-somethings, are the least likely of all the generations to be a member of a local congregation or to be deeply involved if they are a member. ABS reports that less than 1 in 5 Gen Z Americans say they have a best friend at church, for instance, versus 25% of millennials, 26% of Gen X, and 31% of baby boomers and elders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Air Force has issued a memo saying the transgender airman ousted under a recent Trump administration directive will not be allowed to argue before a board of their peers to keep their job. The memo says military separation boards cannot independently decide whether to keep or discharge transgender airmen. It also states that the boards must recommend separation of the member if the airman is living openly as the opposite sex. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street ended lower on more declines in technology stocks, but the market pared its losses in the afternoon. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% after trimming a loss that had reached 1.1% earlier in the day. The Dow edged up less than 0.1%, and the NASDAQ composite fell 0.7%. The day's action again centered around stocks caught up in the mania around artificial intelligence technology. These stocks are facing criticism that their prices shot too high, too fast, and became too expensive. Several big U.S. retailers, including Target, turned in mixed financial results. The Dow gained 16 points to close at 44,938. The NASDAQ lost 142 to 21,172. The S&P dropped 15 to 6395. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.